Hello, welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heegeren. Thank you so much for your company. This week, three shades of post-punk. Well, post-punk is one of the most divisive and arguably diverse subgenres in rock music. It's often lumped in with alternative and indie rock, but it has undeniable punk roots. A significant amount of modern-day music actually owes its roots to post-punk. And so much of the guitar-centric music that can't be classified into a clear genre is some sort of creative offshoot of post-punk influences. It's a genre that acknowledges its punk roots, but also embraces greater ambition in terms of harmony, melody, rhythm, and lyrical content, while retaining that punk energy and urgency. Most post-punk honour lists will feature bands such as Gang of Four, Wire, Joy Division, Smiths, Echo and the Bunnymen, Sonic Youth, just to name a few. This week on Alt.80s, three bands that might not be on all those lists, but were undeniable influences of the early post-punk sound and approached the genre from different perspectives. Three bands offering three different shades of early post-punk sound. We begin the program with a band that appear on pretty much every post-punk list ever published. That's Leeds band Gang of Four. Formed in 1977, Gang of Four's unique blend of post-punk and art rock left a lasting impact on the 1980s music scene. The band consisted of singer John King, guitarist Andy Gill, bassist Dave Allen, and drummer Hugo Burnham. They met while studying at Leeds University, where they were all part of the city's very vibrant punk rock scene. The Gang of Four's influence on 1980s music cannot be overstated. The innovative blend of punk energy, funk grooves, and art rock sensibilities helped shape the sound of new wave and post-punk. Bands like The Cure, Depeche Mode, Talking Heads, all influenced by their music. Their album Entertainment is often cited as one of the greatest albums of the decade, and its influence can still be heard in contemporary indie rock. The core of Gang of Four's brilliance, and the reason for their enduring influence, I would suggest, was their radical approach. They weren't just playing punk, they were dismantling it. Andy Gill's guitar lines weren't about catchy riffs. They were deliberately jarring, creating a sense of unease that mirrored the anxieties of a society grappling with economic hardship and a lot of political disillusionment. King's lyrics were stark and uncompromising, exposed the hypocrisy of consumerism and the rigid class system, and it did it with brutal honesty. Their debut, Entertainment, was released just as the decade ticked over, and it was ranked by Rolling Stone as the fifth greatest punk album of all time. And the music magazine Pop Matters described it as best post-punk album ever. Let's take in selected tracks from Gang of Four and their seminal post-punk work, Entertainment.
I'm thinking that I love you. myself. The things I'm doing aren't good for my health, and I feel like a beetle on its back.
Go along with what,
and there's no way for me to get up. Love will get you like a case of anthrax. And that's something I don't want to catch.
Four tracks from Leeds post-punk pioneers Gang of Four. You heard Damaged Goods. I found that Essence Rare. At Home He's a Tourist and Anthrax. The track you heard, At Home He's a Tourist, reached number 58 in the UK singles chart, the highest position of any Gang of Four song. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE. And this week, three shades of post-punk. We move on to our second band for the week, South London band The Sound. The Sound are a band that many consider to be one of the most underrated post-punk bands of all time. They sadly never had a huge following relative to their creative output and critical acclaim, despite being championed by very famous radio DJ John Peel. The Sound's first two albums, Jeopardy and From the Lion's Mouth, are as essential records as anything released in the history of post-punk. The original lineup of The Sound consisted of Adrian Borland on vocals, guitar, Graham Bailey on bass, Mike Dudley on drums, and woodwinds player Bi Marshall. The Sound was Adrian Borland's band, really, a tortured creative artist in the mould of Joy Division's Ian Curtis, and the parallel between both artists' storylines are quite extraordinary. Their 1980 debut, Jeopardy, was well received by critics and championed by BBC radio DJ John Peel. However, it really struggled to gain much attention from the public. Undeterred by this lack of commercial success and boosted by a healthy cult following of devoted fans, The Sound began work on their second album, From the Lion's Mouth, in 1981. It displayed notable growth from Jeopardy, with a more refined sound, more poetic lyrics, and superior production courtesy of producer Hugh Jones. Many fans would describe it as their best work and a staple album in the post-punk era. New Musical Express magazine compared the album's bleak nature to Joy Division's Closer. Again, the parallels significant. Let's take in some tracks from the much-lauded second album by post-punk pioneers The Sound, From the Lion's Mouth. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. storm that rips. Anger in my heart, a finger on my lips. You showed me that silence that haunts this troubled world. You showed me that silence can't speak louder than words. Words end in disaster on the rocks in pieces. I know something lives on there, but I can't say what it is. You showed me that silence that haunts this troubled world. You showed me that silence can't speak louder than words.
Howling on the street outside, so they close the Richmond Hill. Dying proof in the power of authority to exact its will. In the darkest times, darkest fears are heard. From the safest places come the bravest words. And it's pushed from all sides, coming down.
Four tracks from South London band The Sound and their album From the Lion's Mouth. You heard Winning, Sense of Purpose, Silent Air and New Dark Age. You're listening to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE, 92.3, 94.7 and 2MCE.org. This week, three shades of post-punk. We now move on to our final band for the week, Manchester band The Chameleons. There are those that claim the birthplace of post-punk was Manchester, and that would be probably due to the legacy of the indie chart-conquering Joy Division. But another band that would greatly contribute to that argument would have to be The Chameleons. The legacy of The Chameleons dates all the way back to 1981, when the band were discovered by the legendary BBC radio host John Peel. And following their debut single In Shreds in 1982, the band released three seminal albums in the 1980s. The widely acclaimed Script of the Bridge in 1983, cited by many sources to be a masterpiece way ahead of its time. The follow-up, What Does Anything Mean Basically, and Strange Times in 1984 and 1986 respectively, also showed off the credentials of this amazing post-punk band. Their unique sound quickly captivated the public through their very own mix of melancholic yet energetic and powerful tunes. The Chameleons are considered to be one of the most influential guitar bands of the 80s and 90s, contributing substantially to the post-punk, shoegaze and indie scenes, and are often regarded as one of the most underrated bands ever to emerge from that era. The Chameleons' original lineup was Mark Burgess, Reg Smithies, Dave Fielding and John Lever, and their highly regarded 1983 debut, Script of the Bridge, featured a string of singles including Up the Down Escalator, As High as You Can Go and Don't Fall, and attracted such admiring reviews. In his retrospective review, Ned Raggett of AllMusic praised the album, writing, "Script remains a high watermark of what can generally be called post-punk music, an hour's worth of one amazing song after another." This is Manchester band The Chameleons and Script of the Bridge.
In his autumn for the winter comes man's last mad surge of youth.
What on earth are you talking about?
The Chameleons and their Script of the Bridge album. You heard Don't Fall, Second Skin, and Up the Down Escalator. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE. Hope you enjoyed the program this week. For more alternative 80s music, join me again next Tuesday from 6 on 2MCE. You are the swimmer.